Hi, and welcome to Anime Cons TV. My name is Svetlana Shmakova, and I am here to film the second part of my Artist Alley special. The first part was called The Plan. This part is called The Result. So for those who haven't seen part one, it was basically me issuing a challenge to myself to actually have a table at an anime convention that doesn't suck, which was my previous attempts usually. So I made a list last time and I read it out loud, and this part will be a checklist of what I actually accomplished for my table. So going down the list, my first tip was to present a cohesive collection. I feel I did pretty good with that. Number two was be prepared. I was mostly prepared. I had a tablecloth this time. I had money. I had stuff to sell. And I did try to plan my display, which was tip number three. I did not get a banner done or my book of personal projects done or have more than one print. But, you know, there was some stuff on the table. We'll show you in a bit. And all of those sites for printing that I listed in my last part, I didn't use any of them. So I wish I could tell you how they turned out. If anybody has used them, please write to the show and let us know how that worked out for you. The ones that we listed were catprint.com, Crystal Clear Bags, and lulu.com for books. So my table for San Japan was the convention that we went to. It actually did okay for not being what other people's tables were. So at the table, I had my bookmarks, my one print, the books, my name, I had me, and my portfolio of pages, which were not for sale. They were just there as hopefully eye candy for people who were interested to see the pencils of the actual pages in the book that I was selling. So while not an elaborate setup, all the essentials were there. The book, the name, the quotes for the book, and we had set up a Square account, which was super helpful. People were able to pay with their cards, which actually happened several times. And now that you've seen my sorry looking table, we will show you some footage of tables as done by professionals, people who have been going to conventions for a long time and have actually put time and effort into their displays and made them look good. I want to say huge thanks to Emily Moshkan, Ram, Missy, and Marissa for letting me film their tables so that we can share with you the beautiful setups that they had. So Emily Belcher was actually the other artist guest that we had that was at San Japan with us, and she had the amazing structure right by my table. She also had a station where she painted commissions for people right on the spot, which is an amazing way to connect with your audience. People love that. Her table was never empty. She was always painting. Moshkan and Rem shared the table, and again, they're both amazing artists, and they had the prints up on the structure of vinyl tubing, I believe it was. They were hanging from the top by, I believe there were binder rings with those bulldog clips that are called binder clips, I think, but a very convenient way to hang up the posters. And the buttons were very neatly laid out. And then Missy had a really interesting way to attach the PVC pipe structure that was holding up her posters, her prints. She had a vice grip, the top of which fits perfectly into the size of tubes that she was using for her structure. Marissa also had a beautiful setup with all of her prints. She also had a book and many, many stickers and charms. Everybody had some. They had that thing that I talked about, which was a variety of items and prices. So they had that down to a T, where you could either buy a small thing or spend lots of money on a print, and just very, very well laid out and structured so that people who were passing by could easily look at everything and have a choice. So just beautifully, very well done table setups, and you should take a page out of their book. Please find them. We will put their information in the show notes and at the end of the show. Please check their stuff out. They're all amazing. And I again thank you guys for letting me use your setups as actual useful information for the viewers of the show. Oh, and one last thing. You'll notice that on Missy's setup, there was a no photos allowed. Now, I didn't know this happened, but apparently it does. So if you're going to display an artist alley, watch out. Some people will take a close-up shot of your print. And with the camera phones these days being so high-res, they basically have a high-resolution copy of your print, which some unscrupulous characters will go and like print mouse pads with it, put it on t-shirts or tote bags, basically profit off of your art. So watch out for people trying to take pictures of your hard work. And with that, thank you very much for watching, and I hope you learned something. I know I learned a lot from this experience. There's a lot of resources on the web that you can check out, but please come back to our show again. We'll be doing more in the future. If there's something you would like us to check out or talk about, please write to the address below and call the number and just let us know what you would like to see. Thank you very much for watching. Bye.